I'm here with Harvey Kronberg at TexasEnergyReport.com. This news about the Eagle Ford Shale is pretty interesting. I mean, you're looking at something that, as your headline put it, could dwarf all the other oil fields in Texas, right?
Yep. This is, I think that the appropriate term is enormous. Up until now, the largest oil field in Texas was the East Texas field, which was the home of Spindletop and most of the oil and gas industry. This the estimate by this investment house, FBR, is that this is substantially larger, maybe by an order of magnitude of twice as large.
How many barrels are we talking, I mean, potentially? I mean, how much oil is this, you know, in reality? How can we quantify it?
Well, remember, most of the shale plays in Texas have been natural gas. This is a unique shale play because it is not only natural gas, but it is liquids and also oil. And at the low end, they're talking 13 billion barrels of oil that are extractable. At the high end, 20 billion barrels, which is bigger than the Alaskan reserves.
Is that attributable to the fact that we have this technology now that we can get to it, whereas previously we just could not?
The technology is advancing dramatically. The oil companies, of course, say it's safe. There's obviously some dispute about that, but there hasn't been any hazards that's been related, certainly to the Eagle Ford Shale. And the shale is this is not in the middle of a suburban community like, say, the Barnett Shale up near the Fort Worth area. So there is not it's very rough terrain. But as they build the infrastructure, it'll be easier and easier to get to the oil.
So I'd imagine you have, and I know the New York Times has written a little bit about this as well, where they have, you know, people who are living in these areas that seems like the land's kind of worthless to them. They've lived in, you know, a person who lives in a trailer their whole life suddenly is getting a big check from an oil company saying, you know, we have an interest here. This is going to transform that whole area potentially.
Well, certainly the hazard is that not everybody down there knows what the value is of the land or the mineral rights that they've got. And no doubt we'll hear stories of people who have been taken advantage of. But Marathon Oil has already bought a huge amount of the shale at an astronomical price. It's raised the value of all of the rest of the shale. The price of oil, even at $85, which is where it's at today, $85 a barrel, is it is still very profitable for the oil and gas companies. And we have some exploration companies that are experiencing 100% in terms of the wells they're drilling. They're not getting any dry wells or dry holes at all, and that is very unique.
Yeah, I mean, and dry holes, for people who aren't aware, I mean, they go in, they would drill and realize, yep, nothing, and have to go and drill another one. I wonder what is there to be said about the fact that this is, you know, a group that wants other people to invest, of course. They want other people to sink their money into this. So could there be any, you know, inflation here of what's actually there? Could they be overplaying as far as how much really is there, so that they can get the investment now, and then it turns out later for investors, well, you're kind of holding the bag?
Well, that's certainly an argument that's been made by some reporters at the New York Times. There were a series of exposés arguing that they were overstating, that some companies were overstating reserves. But when you've got a company like Marathon Oil that are putting real dollars into buying acreage, it takes a lot of the edge off of the speculative argument.
Harvey, what does this mean for the Texas economy as a whole? We always hear that, you know, because we have a large energy sector here, that when energy prices are high, the rest of the country may hurt from that just because of the, you know, the high price of gas. People, you know, like to complain about that, and rightly so. But economists will tell you that whenever there's, you know, an increase in the price of a barrel of oil, whenever energy prices go up, there's always a net positive impact on the Texas economy.
Well, the next several years are just going to be amazing for South Texas, and San Antonio is certainly already feeling what's going on. You've got people that are selling pipe. You've got people that are building rigs. They're going to have to build roads and pipelines. So employment in South Texas is going to be huge. You've already beginning to see a migration of just labor down to South Texas. There's not sufficient hotels. There's not sufficient running water for all the labor that is having to go down there. Mm-hmm. but it's going to be a huge windfall for Texas. And it's not just the oil, the value of the oil in the ground, it's the value of having to build that, spend the next 2 years building out the infrastructure. We tend to think in terms of the oil at $85 to $100 a barrel. There are so many other pieces to the shale that the liquid portions of it, which are a whole other feature, once they build the infrastructure, actually becomes exportable. So we could find ourselves in a circumstance where, we're once again, Texas is exporting oil and gas products to the rest of the world.
Harvey Kronberg, check this out at texasenergyreport.com. Thank you.
My pleasure.